Wayne, your story focuses on Quinn's relationship with Vito Lopez, the scandal-tarred former Brooklyn Democratic leader. One of the biggest powers of the speaker is to make appointments, and you say Quinn gave plum spots to council members tied to Lopez. Tell us about that.
Really, it exploded in January of 2010 when she was reelected speaker, and she decided that he was worth wooing for the mayoral election, which is what I think was going on throughout the next few years. So she gave him, first of all, the most important committee in the council, Dominic Recchia, who is a city councilman from Coney Island and extremely close to Vito Lopez, was appointed chairman of the most important committee, the Finance Committee. Other members of the Brooklyn delegation, very close to Vito, got other important committees. For example, David Greenfield, who comes from Borough Park, got senior citizens. And that's extremely important to Vito because that's really the huge empire that he controls in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn and the Ridgewood section of Queens. So these appointments that occurred were a signal of a new relationship that she was seeking with the boss from Brooklyn.
Now, you say there were other ways that she helped Vito Lopez, the former Brooklyn boss. For example, supporting a controversial Brooklyn development project, the Broadway Triangle in Williamsburg. What was the project, and why was it so controversial?
Well, it's an 1,800-unit residential project located really in Satmar, Williamsburg, which has always been a sensitive racial area because Satmar are a minority. It's largely a black and Latino population, but the Satmar have always seemed, long before Christine Quinn, to get the best of the government favors. And so the Satmar wanted a brand new, and we're going to get a brand new project in their area there in Williamsburg. So the issue became a really racially charged issue of whether or not the apartments were being fairly distributed between the Satmar and minorities. And ultimately, in fact, almost immediately after it passed through the council, within 2 days, a state Supreme Court judge stopped the project. It was passed in the council in 2009, and it still sits there. And the judge has basically ruled that the project perpetuated segregation. It also found that the project was sponsored by Vito Lopez's organization, Ridgewood Bushwick Senior Citizens, and the judge could not figure out why, because Ridgewood Bushwick is not Williamsburg. It doesn't service that area, and it had never been involved in this project whatsoever.
Quinn says she supported it because David Yaski, who's now the taxi and limousine commissioner, but was then the local council member, was very much for it. Couldn't it have been as simple as that?
Well, you know, that is the tradition. That's not just Quinn who does that. We looked in the course of the reporting on this at the Willits Point project, where the local councilman was vigorously opposed to it, got 32 signatures of other council members to oppose it, and she supported it.
Now, one of the biggest controversies surrounding Quinn and her tenure as city council speaker has been the council's use of so-called member items. That's money from the budget that individual council members were allowed to give to favored organizations. You've identified money that went to the Ridgewood Bushwick Senior Citizens Council, which is Vito Lopez's organization. Describe that.
It's really the core of Vito Lopez's political power because he has used the organization in campaigns for himself, for other candidates. The irony with Christine is that at a moment when other politicians, Governor Patterson at one point suspended payments, were trying to distance themselves from Vito and Ridgewood Bushwick because all of the scandals that surrounded it, Christine was deepening her embrace.
Now, she says she froze money when she found out that there were problems.
Look, we do know that when the sexual harassment case broke, she finally completely ended her relationship with him. And she could have gone to absolute zero if she was as troubled by the financial scandals that dogged Ridgewood Bushwick as she was by the sexual harassment issues.
Now,
that shocks me.
We asked her if her ties to Lopez influenced her decision-making on all of these issues, on appointments, on support for development projects, on funding his organization. This was her response.
Look, everyone gets hurt. Everyone gets to have their position heard. Doesn't matter what title or position you are in. That is a fact. But no, the position of any other elected official or political organization was not and is not the paramount deciding factor for me on any of the issues we talked about or any ones that will come before me in the future.
I think it's extremely well-chosen words. We don't know what the paramount deciding factor was, but apparently it was a deciding factor. Christina Fischer and Angela Battaglia, it was revealed way back in 2010, were making over $1 million to run this nonprofit. And this was revealed by a DOI report as well and confirmed, and it was regarded as a scandal. And Christina Fischer was indicted and convicted. You would think that you'd pull back as a city council speaker and say, well, I'm not giving them as much money as I gave them last year. And said she was doubling it.
Now, Wayne, you've covered politics in New York for 40 years. People have gone to jail because of you. People have resigned because of you. Where does Speaker Quinn land on the spectrum between elected officials who take clubhouse politics into account and those who don't?
There's only one way to become a speaker. You know, it doesn't involve the public. It involves 51 members of the city council. She has to get 26 votes to become speaker. So in some ways, she is a victim of the job that she sought and won. The only way to get there is through the county leaders. Well, you pay a price. She didn't create that system. It was a system that sort of rigged for her to have to compromise. And she did compromise. So this relationship that she established with Vito is a relationship of choice. She wants to be the mayor of the biggest city in the country, a very important job. And so when she has what I think is a moral failing here with the relationship with Vito, it's worth the public knowing about and examining and weighing against the other good things she's done. She's done a lot of good things.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.